Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I did decide to look it up. 500,000 dongs is a good night for Pops X.
Like most women, he's an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. It's not, look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth.
Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Sergeant Pop, you got to turn your bear suit. I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges. Yeah. You're never getting this back. Yeah. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian coat.
You will bury me in this. Hey! Why got to fucking be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket. Is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I got wore you that standing new- wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the 8 o'clock news. I'm your anchor, Chuck Fizzlebeef. And Slab McRib is sitting across from me over there. Welcome to Grunt Speak.
Live from the lair!
I don't even know where that came from.
That's actually pretty funny, man.
I'm like diving back into my mystery science theater and knowledge of random superhero names.
And the overarching episode, the topic is what's in it for me?
Yeah. And as a dude, you're not allowed to ask that question.
Yeah.
Because women are the prize, right?
No, they're not.
No.
But we're going to get to that.
Prizes accumulate value. Mm. I mean, if your value is in fit, feminine, friendly, fertile, and faithful,
yes.
And many of those tend to go by the wayside. Yeah.
Because I've won many a prize at the carnival. They were worthless.
A little bit.
The ring toss. Yeah.
Oh, it looks like we got an evil button-pushing monkey backstage who wants to just come in and join the party. What's going on, man?
What's happening, guys?
I haven't talked to you in the voice in a while. It's all text.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a hot minute. I dig the avatar. That's appropriately terrifying and funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we were talking before the show came on. I'm trying to work on a mathematical video called the bullshit to fellatio ratio, and I'm not having any luck. Dude,
you can cut down on bullshit by inserting fellatio.
Yes, but then if it's unwanted and you wind up with an essay and that winds up with time in the penalty box,
you catch a charge. This is bad. Speaking of bad, I just want to throw this out there. I took my niece to go and see Alien Romulus the other night. Is it that hard to make a good Alien sequel? I'm just asking for a friend. I mean, like, James Cameron did it, and it seemed like he just made that movie in his sleep because it literally came out the year after The Terminator.
Mm.
And now, all these sequels later, you know, Prometheus is nah. Alien Covenant sucks donkey dick. Alien Resurrection should have been called Alien Erection because it sucked a huge fat one.
Yeah, I don't like it. So is this a save your money warning?
It's a save your money warning. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. The first half is great.
Okay.
The retro-futuristic, you know, technology, you know, that they got the production design, you know, performances, casting, everything like that is actually dead nuts. You have clear objectives, clear motivations. Everybody's on board. The setup for the face huggers coming out and starting to attack them in the room filled with water, all very nicely set up. The android, best character in the movie, that's probably not a good thing. The last three movies in this franchise, the most relatable, best characters were the non-humans.
The androids.
And then about the halfway mark, it just goes completely off the rails in a way that is stunning.
Wow.
Stunningly awful.
Yeah.
It's like the last half of the first half is written by a very competent filmmaker. Fede Alvarez did the remake of The Evil Dead from 2013. He also did Don't Breathe, which I haven't seen, but I heard is a fantastic thriller. And then it's like the last half of the movie was written by an AI where they were like, well, we need to mix elements of Prometheus, all the Alien sequels that we're going to disregard because Romulus takes place between the first one and Aliens.
Well, hang on.
And then just put them into a blender and make it make sense.
Do you think it was them trying to fit in all of the categories so they could get into the Academy Awards? Because there's a lot of stuff that if you don't have certain bells and whistles in your movie, you can't even get on to even up for debate in the...
It's just like lift from this, lift yes. from that. We're taking from that. They even took from Alien Resurrection, the worst one. Hmm. And then, but instead of, you know, like the human reproductive system for the aliens, it's the black goo from Prometheus. This woman gives birth to something that is like it's smoking cigarettes and buying porn 5 minutes after it's born. And it's got the same face as the engineers from Prometheus. Like, can we please leave that alone? No one wanted it. No one needed it.
The only one from that franchise that I liked was the first one was okay. But the second one,
Aliens, is
the director's cut, though.
That's the tits.
You've got to have the director's
cut. Oh, yeah, all day long.
Because there's a bunch of stuff that you don't, if you watch the standard Aliens, you're like, how'd that happen? Yeah. But when you watch the director's cut, you're like, oh.
Yes, and there were no Romulans in Alien Romulus. I'm sorry to the Trekkie fans out there.
Now, what are you going to do?
Big bummer. It's worse than just being a bad movie because it's disappointing because that first half is so good. And you get a look into what it would actually be like to work for this heartless corporation trying to colonize worlds in the kind of conditions that have your life expectancy essentially like 1800s Wild Wild West.
32?
Yeah.
36?
So it's bad.
Yeah,
you
know, it's bad.
So you get to see a little bit of that. It's an angle we haven't seen before, so it gets you invested, gets you interested. Setup is good. Motivations are clear. It's intense, and then all of a sudden, it Amber Heard's for the last half of the movie. Yeah, just shits the bed.
I don't believe it. I don't believe that some mega corporation would throw away people's lives for...
That would never happen. No, it's not like we just live through it, currently living through it or anything.
Yeah, correct.
That might be a conspiracy theory. You know who coined that phrase, right? The CIA after the JFK assassination.
The SIA?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are correct.
The SIA.
SIA. Yeah.
Like a SIA. Mm-hmm. Granddaddy of alphabet agencies. Ugh. Fuck him.
I don't know, man.
Could be bad. We got our first mega super chat. So already to that guy.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Donated a hundy and says,
wow.
First round is on me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, man.
So I can turn on the banner and turn it over to you then, since we got a nice donation. Thank you so much, that guy.
All right, everybody. We've been demonetized beyond all reason, basically, since 2015 and the first adpocalypse. We are flagged as a MGTOW Red Pill channel, and they literally are actively axing subscribers on the regular. Many of you have already come across it. But we operate on a shoestring budget, and doing so, we've pulled 550 people out.
Boom!
Suck starting a shotgun. But
high velocity blowjob producer.
To keep this whole thing running, it's not cheap and it's not free, even though we try to operate on a shoestring budget. So whatever you send in to keep this train rolling, thank you so much.
Yes. Yeah. Most of this equipment is used.
Yes. I drive used cars.
If it works, it works.
Yeah. I can't even justify spending money on new stuff.
No, one of my good buddies basically garbage picked a Dolby Atmos system that he built up in his basement. I mean, it's
why not?
Yeah, I mean, it only cost him a few hundred bones and it sounds great.
Well, when I was a kid, I was one hell of a garbage picker.
Yeah,
I had like eight TVs in my room.
everybody's got that guy in their neighborhood too who drives around with like a flatbed trailer or his pickup truck, you know, night before garbage thing, just like.
But there was that one time I brought a TV home, and this is before my brother moved out. I plugged it in and turned it on, and I let all of the smoke out. it blew all the fuses.
Oops.
It's like, and my brother opens the door. You're in trouble now.
It's no good, man.
That's what happens, you know.
I'm so glad TVs are not as heavy and fucked up as they used to be, though, man.
But I had to watch 2, 4, 7, you know, 56, 62, 20, and occasionally I'd get Channel 9 where I could see boobies in Benny Hill.
Occasionally, yeah. Scrambled, of course.
No. I turned the entire wall into a antenna with aluminum foil and thumbtacks so I could watch Benny Hill boobies.
Okay.
I was like 9.
And as an added bonus, the aliens couldn't read your thoughts.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Pretty much.
Good stuff. Ken J just dropped 50 and says, less Hillary, more butts. I think I can go with that. Thank you very much.
I am not in control of the buttons here tonight. So, gentlemen.
Yes, I am the button pushing monkey. Jimmy's just going to be chilling. Hopefully, his penis is in his pants. I don't want to know.
Stop that.
Could be quite bad.
I am wearing pants.
Okay, that's important. I am not.
Stop.
But I have to. I mean, the timing on last week's episode release could not have been more juicy.
Oh my
God. I mean, that episode was actually sitting because it takes me a while to get through, you know, different backlogs of footage and stuff that we film. And then sure enough,
here we go.
8 days later, kablamo. Jennifer Lopez files for divorce from Ben Affleck 2 years to the day after they tied the knot for the second time.
All right. So Woo! I just need to get the numbers of how much he's going to have to come out of pocket. How much you paid for both rings for the first idiot?
I think she's worth more than him, so I'm not sure if he's going to have to pay anything. And they've only been hitched for 2 years.
I know, but...
That
ring he gave her, I don't even know how much that was.
Bad news bears. And she's 4 years older than him, too. Dude.
And she looks rough.
Yeah, I love where's the expression here that I used here? Yeah, she emerged with a face like thunder.
All right.
So it's the sound and the fury after the real event.
Does she actually still perform at all?
I believe so, yes. I mean, she looks like she's getting ready to go and, you know, change somebody's pipes really, into the kitchen.
She's wearing dirty pants. Not a big
deal. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck when she wears nice things. So it's why would I care about this? Face like thunder.
All right. Now, but here's the thing. Okay. All right. So, like, the first time this whole thing went off the rails, you know, I mean, I could probably issue one sympathy card.
Maybe. Right. Maybe.
But he literally got on the same train, went all the way around the shit salad fucking city, and now we are where we are.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you fucking learn, man?
No kidding. I mean, if you took a horrendous Del Taco shit, and like when it's over, it's agony while it's happening. And then it's finally over and you're like, ah, would you stuff it all into a turkey baster and try to squeeze it back up your ass? Because that's exactly what Ben Affleck did.
And listen, he should know better. And here's another thing. All right. This is Pop's rule of thumb here.
All right. You know what the rule of thumb is.
Yeah. Now, if you're out there dabbling with Nanny of Poon Land, and you come across a Famal, who is divorced from a Mirage.
Hopefully didn't Murray Dar her ex.
You don't want any Murray Dar or anything like that. Or Abby Buse.
Abby Yusuf.
You don't need any of that. But here's the thing. If she has been divorced one time, once, it's done.
Done.
Okay. And the reason I say that is simply this. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And once these women go into divorce court and they just see how many tools they have at their disposal to turn you into a cuck mangina slave boy by simply stating the three magic words, I'm not happy, and then having a restraining order put on you because I feel scared. That's the second magical phrase.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, what the fuck are you thinking? I'm serious. If you're going to mess around in that world of, you know, nanny poon, whatever you want to call it, and you come across a divorced woman, just remember it's for entertainment purposes only. Period. Now, you can hang out with her, whatever, but you got to understand, you can never, ever put any money on the table because she will want those cash and prizes, and she knows how to use the tools to get them. And it doesn't need, don't do the mirage thing. Don't have him move into your house because all she's got to do is pick up the phone and go, I feel scared. And then you have the cops showing up, who almost always are going to white knight for the vagina.
Vagina.
And you're going to wind up, you know, going to the penalty box.
Yes.
And it's not worth it, gentlemen.
Get labeled a misogynist.
Yeah, listen. You know, not to mention that after she probably got her divorce, she wanted to go find herself. And guess what? The whole conga line of cocks had showed up, and you're just a placeholder in line. Come on, man.
Yep.
All right. I'm sorry. I was off on a
go. Hey, it's exactly why people tune in. Just saying. I just don't understand it. I mean, when you've got the kind of money and clout that Affleck has, why would you simp for your ex-wife who's 4 years older and postmenopausal?
How old is she now?
55.
Yeah, oh, my God! And so he was messing with that when she was 53?
A little bit.
All right, now, all right, hang on. Whoa.
Affleck.
All right, hang on. All right, so we got a woman here. She's already been, like, divorced, like, two or three times before this.
A little bit.
She's got kids from another dude.
Mark Anthony.
All right, so Ben Affleck literally has a train load of Eskimo brothers.
Oh.
I mean, now let's be honest.
I don't want to know.
She's not really heavy. She's not a DNA dirigible.
Dirigible.
We don't have that problem. Most women today, you know, they're fat, and once they get to a certain age, they have no choice but to pull the pin on the fat grenade because they have the wrist face disconnect, or, you know, single or double Tourette's of the elbow, depending on how fat they want to get.
Yeah.
And some of them get so fat, they have a black hole right up their ass. And they complain about being lonely because the people they meet, you know, they're warping time, and these dudes are meeting themselves on the way out, and they're like, don't go in there. I'm sorry. I went off on a tangent. I apologize.
Like I said, that is why these dudes turn in, all 400 of them, over on YouBoob. Hit the likes, ladies and germs. Help us break through that YouTube algorithm. They love unsubscribing you against your will. I'm sure if you haven't noticed yet, you're probably one of them. Brian Ranger is pop. I keep telling these stupid mother fornicators, me getting a 3, some overseas with protection for me is cheaper than even dating a Western female.
Well, and listen, it's starting to hit the females because there's all kinds of whiny little videos on YouTube, Rumble, yep. Twitch. What is the
TikTok?
TikTok. That's
yeah. If you're not subscribed to Taylor the Fiend,
oh my God.
On YouTube, he does compilation videos of these whiny chicks from TikTok. Just subscribe to his channel. Yeah. Trust me. If you want to know what the real dating situation is like out there for these ladies,
yeah. And then
they're happy to tell on themselves.
There's the guy, the wall. He stole my ha ha. It's the first time I heard that. I'm like, tripped on the computer. I'm like, hey, he stole that.
That's not The Simpsons, I don't think.
I'm like, he stole that from me. I'm
son
like,
of a bitch.
I'm honored. I don't get mad about that shit, gentlemen. Use my lingo all you want. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I mean, before the leftoids decided cultural appropriation was only bad if you were white, imitation used to be the most sincere form of flattery.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, but are we ready to look at her? Right? We'll change to that one.
That's a tiny butt right there.
Before we get into the topic for tonight, I mean, we were just talking about this. Let's hear why things are so bad in these ladies' own words. Big shout out to Digital Dude for providing us with this wonderful example. 56 seconds, set your egg timers, because at the end of it, the eggs will be spoiled.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I just got into my car after going on a date, right? And let me just tell you something. I don't know what the deal is with, like, men now, but I had told him prior that I will be having pre and post date expenses, and is that okay, and are you going to cover them? And I don't know if he wasn't listening or like what the deal was or whatever, but he, when I handed him the white envelope, he looked shocked, and then he opened it and it's receipts. Hello, pre post date expenses. Hello, like, what kind of females do you be dating? You know what I'm saying? So anyway, so I handed it to him and he literally looked shocked at me and said, I can't cover this. It was $478 for pre and post date expenses. You asked me on a date, and mind you, we really didn't even have that good a conversation because he was on his phone the whole time, and I have a very strict no phone policy on dates. Hello, you're here to pay attention to me. Look at all the effort that I had to put into going on this date, and now you have a problem with pre and post date expenses? Are you fucking kidding?
All right, that's half a G, man.
I wonder why he was on his phone.
That's half a G.
Half a G, and you haven't even gotten to dinner.
Half of a G.
She's got the cumbrellas. Uh-huh. She's got, her mouth looks like a baboon's ass got sewn up in its place.
She's got the nose ring.
And then, what kind of women you be dating? Really?
Oh my God.
I'm looking very closely at this, and it looks like you are melanin challenged. Don't speak like that.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, even the melanin advantage shouldn't be speaking like that, because it makes you sound like exactly what you are. Fucking stupid.
Eronimo.
But listen. The entitlement.
We did the video. We talked about the subject about Cheesecake Factory. You don't take me to Cheesecake.
Oh, God.
All right, now, first of all, like back in the day, the Cheesecake Factory used to be a draw to Chicago.
Yeah.
Because the food was really good.
And it is not cheap.
No, it was not cheap. And then you could take this, you know, the cream cheese or cheesecake and then rub it on your ass because that's right where it's going. But I used to like that place. The portions are good. It wasn't really super duper expensive. It was pretty good. And now it's on a list that you can't take women to, along with like Chili's and Fridays and all the other corporate gruel places.
Gruel. that's a good way to put it.
So what is this? I'm going to take you on a date and I have to take you to like Benihana and roll through $300
on top of the 400, almost half a G that you want for a pre and post. Well, I'm sorry, what is the post date expense?
I have no idea.
Does she have to go and pay to get all of this shit removed off of her face?
But and here's another thing. A lot of these women, they just go on these dates to get food, and then they go hang out with, you know, Tyrone or Ray Pookie to get
Chad,
their back blown out.
I'd be like, okay, you know, let me take a look at those receipts. I'll consider paying for them. But in order to do that, we have to investigate a certain matter here. So we're going to go up to your bedroom right now, and I'm going to take out a black light.
And we're
going
to work out the fellatio to ratio.
The fellatio to bullshit ratio. And we're going to figure out exactly when the last time this bed was in use by all of the people who are undoubtedly going to be my Eskimo brothers if tonight's date goes well, but with your pre and post date expenses.
But my thing is this. You're going to roll through that much money for a woman that's got probably she's been ran through more than a flight of stairs. All right, let's just be honest here, okay?
Yep.
And now they want pre and post-op expenses.
Yeah.
Or post-date.
Let's
just call it post-op.
For this face.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
What do you think, Jimmy? It's been a while.
She probably needs the pre and post date expenses to clean up before her date with you, and then clean up after the date that she's having.
That actually makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, because she's clearly wearing the casual gear for her date with the beta that she thinks is going to pay all of her bills. The guy who doesn't have to pay anything is going to get the dress that she bought as part of the receipts that she expects you to pay for.
Yeah.
With the cumbrellas.
Oh my God. That is just unbelievable.
Well, that's what they were invented for. I found that out a little while ago.
I did not know that.
Yeah, fake eyelashes were called cumbrellas. They were invented for sex workers to keep the bazooka juice out of their eyes.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of disturbing.
So now every time I go to a wedding, that's all I think. I'm like, she got cumbrellas, she got cumbrellas. Individually placed and glued cumbrellas. They were fancy cumbrellas.
I am curious of what these post-date expenses are.
Yeah, the only thing I could think of is I think Jimmy may be onto something. I think there's a date after the date.
Uh-huh.
And she wants you to pay for both.
Here's another thing. It's like when I was, on doing the internet dating thing after I got divorced, some of these women are like, well, you got to cover my babysitter. I'm like,
no.
What? I'm like, fuck you.
It's like you're out dating.
No, I'm not doing it.
I thought you were strong and independent, right?
Yeah.
But they think that's part of it now. Like, I'm going to get a carry out for my kids. Well, you're paying for it. Well, no, you asked me out. You're going to pay this meal for my kids? No.
And this is going to get way worse for these ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to have half of them single and childless within 10 years.
That's how it goes, man. And this article here, and by the way, all these sources available and archived on redonkulous.com. Check them out. Why men are no longer interested in dating. There is a specific exchange in here that is just perfect. And a lot of feminist quotes that are enough to make your skin crawl. So you go on down here. This is a quote from a feminist. The nuclear family must be destroyed. Whatever its ultimate meaning, the breakup of families is now an objectively revolutionary process. Attributed to Robin Morgan. Wow. Women are sold lies by celebrities like Taylor Swift who have armies of young women at their disposal to brainwash. Women are not desirable anymore, and that's a shame. Men would rather be single and enjoy their freedom than get married. It's just not worth it.
It's not. I mean, we did the video, Sell Me Marriage.
Yeah.
What benefit is there other than maybe you'll get some kids out of the deal that you have to watch grow up and fast forward? And the dudes that the mother of your children are banging will get to legally spend more time with those kids than you will as their actual biological father. So please tell me again, what's the benefit of the mirage?
And let's be honest. If you are dumb enough to tie one on with a woman who already has kids, you have to anticipate the highly likely probability, not a possibility, but a probability that one day you are going to come home, pun intended, to find the baby daddy balls deep in your business.
Correct.
Because that's the guy that got away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you're going to get the you're not my daddy speech.
Yeah.
Now, listen, gentlemen. If you are in a situation, and I know a couple of guys who got with some single mothers and they're like, I don't want to have any more kids. All right. And I'm literally like, why are you with this woman? She's not having any of your children, but you're paying all the bills for some other dude's ejaculation. Are you that hard up?
That's a really expensive ejaculation.
I'm like, are you that hard up for poon or what?
No kidding.
Like, what the hell is wrong with you? I just don't get it.
I don't either. Yeah. I don't either. Jimmy feels pretty good about being single right now, though, I'll tell you that.
It is pretty fucking nice.
This one right here nails it. Modern women are more aggressive. They have lost their soft touch, the nurturing qualities that distinguish them from men. So, like you were saying before the show, these are third string men.
All right, now.
These are the sparring partners that you kick the shit out of before the main event.
Yeah, my first year on the varsity team, football team in my high school, I was basically third string. And let me tell you, it was a rough fucking go of it, man. You want to talk about a beatdown. We'll actually have these women like, oh, yeah, you can do everything. Man. Yeah, march out there to the corporate world. All right, you don't want to submit to a husband because you'll be a slave, but you're going to work your fucking ass off
forever.
But you're an at-will employee, meaning anytime I want, you're off the grid. Oh, yep. You can't even get child support or alimony because I'm your employer and you no longer work here. This isn't some weird world where, you were once married to a dude and he no longer gets the box, but he still has to pay for said box. Shut the hell up!
alimony is one of the biggest shitbag deals that has ever been conceived of. Because let's be honest, if I have to continue paying for a box that I no longer have access to, like we're married, shouldn't you have to, you know, come over, cook for me, clean my house, take care of the kids?
At a minimum.
At a bare minimum. I mean, there's got to be some sort of reciprocity here, right? Otherwise, it's, what's that called? Bullshit.
Yeah,
well, unjust, unconstitutional bullshit.
And listen, you should get bend over privileges once in a while. I'm just
saying. Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, I pay for that IUD.
Yeah, that's right.
I got
to
use that.
You don't have to look me in the face. Just turn around, bend over. We'll just get this over with.
I got a bag over here. You ever see the Elephant Man? Yeah, that's what we're going for right now.
Yep. Make me a sandwich. Let me bend you over. You can still make the sandwich.
Yep.
Just put that sex tape on Pornhub. My sex tape directed by David Lynch. God, they used horrible. To be Twin Peaks. Then she had kids. Now they're NASCAR tits that go straight to the pits.
But these women out there are like, where are all the good men? Yeah, listen,
you drove them off.
Well, you drove them off or they're still in your friend zone. And gentlemen, I'm going to tell you this right now. Every single day that you allow yourself to be in the friend zone to a woman, you are literally dissolving your self-respect and dignity.
Yep.
You listen, at the end of the day, when you're circling the drain, choking on your tongue or whatever it is when you die, that's the only thing you have left is your self-respect and your dignity. And you're literally going to give it to some woman that you're not even banging, who's probably asking you for money. Can I borrow money? You never loan money to women. You just give it to them, and you just don't know it yet.
Yep, that's a gift.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
And take your payment. Listen, take your penis payments up front.
Yeah. From what I understand, I think DeSantis just a few days ago signed into law there is no more permanent alimony in Florida.
Oh, that was last year.
Was it last year?
I was just
seeing a video on.
Oh no, they're still doing videos about.
Well, I thought that it was like legislation that went through, but it was signed recently. I could be wrong on that.
Well, my thing is this. Right, Jimmy, you were saying something. I don't want to.
I think that was like sometime last year or something like that.
It was last year. Okay, I'm off on my. I was just watching a video earlier this morning, like while I was driving, I was listening to shit.
Well,
it was only posted a few days ago, so I was like, oh, this must be pretty recent. I mean, I heard about it, but I didn't know if it had passed through yet.
And there's like a whole movement, like we're not going to vote for DeSantis because he got rid of the. Listen, man,
it's like way to admit that you're just a leech on the state.
All right, if this doesn't prove women view men as an expendable, disposable resource, that is it right there.
Boom. I'm a strong and independent woman as long as I get my alimony, child support, Section 8, WIC, welfare, all of these things. I'm such a strong and independent.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
You're a resource leech.
I came up with another three-word sentence that women come up with. We have, I'm not happy, which starts the process.
Of course.
I'm not safe, which puts you in danger. And then the third one, I need more in money.
Money.
I need more. I don't have a spending problem. You have an earning problem.
Now, what was the video that Aaron Clary suggested we make?
Oh, how to divorce your wife.
Ooh.
Yeah. Apparently, there is not a single book out there that exists with that title.
We should do
it. I'm sure there are a ton that are, you know, how to divorce your husband. But I'm sure the others would be, you know, misogyny.
We should do a webinar on that. That would actually be funny.
Would you guys like a how to divorce your wife webinar? Let me know what you guys think in the chat.
Oh, my God.
Woo! And we got some other thoughts here, and then we can move on to some of the stories that have been sent in by you guys that really flesh this out. They've been consistently told to act like men through the media and powerful radical feminist interest groups to be more masculine so that they can climb the career ladder faster. Yeah, see, toxic masculinity is only toxic when men exhibit these traits. Mm-hmm. When women exhibit them, they're strong and independent and brave. The smart ones leave this masculine persona at work. When they come home, they activate their sensual and soft side. Women are being influenced to be the opposite of what men want.
Yep.
Too often, even the smartest, most independent women strangely believe that if they try and exert enough control and dominance over a man, they will eventually get with the program. Instead, the opposite happens. Men rebel and withdraw emotionally. Here's the truth. Men are attracted to feminine energy. Femininity is power. That's what we've been trying to tell you. Paying your own bills is not power. Femininity is power when you're talking about the kind of relationship that a man will actually will bring a benefit to your life and vice versa.
Well, literally, they can. A man will surrender his fucking life.
Yeah, it makes a man feel more masculine. Men do not want women that are carbon copies of themselves. If we wanted that, guess what we'd be? Gay.
Yep.
And if every man was gay on the planet, it'd be one huge pain in the ass.
Very much so, yeah. A little bit of evil hairless monkeypox going on in there.
Yeah.
No.
Look like it took a 12 gauge of buckshot to your asshole.
Or what about the thing where like women actually will go, real men do this and real men are that?
Shaming tactic. Yeah.
You know how many times I've heard that?
If they knew what real men wanted, spoiler alert, they'd have one already.
No, this was about 6 months ago. I was having a little back and forth on Facebook with some feminist slag. And she's like, well, you're not a real man. I'm like, bitch, I jumped into fucking combat. Go fuck yourself. That's about the most masculine thing you could fucking do.
That's the thing. They don't know what masculinity is now. They have been brainwashed to the point where some of them don't even know what a woman is anymore.
Yeah, and you can't even ask them because they're like, well, I can't.
I mean, let's just be honest, okay? In current year, all right, I have been told this to my face, that when it comes to issues like abortion, okay, no uterus, no opinion.
Huh.
But I don't need a uterus to be a woman?
Yeah, okay. How the hell did we get to this, like, lumpy bowl of soup? Oh, my God.
Holy jumping fucking shitballs. And we're supposed to go through all this. We're supposed to endure all of the shaming language and listen to what a third string man thinks a real man is, which is essentially a slave who will follow instructions.
Or provide.
And all for this. Minnesota woman is charged with running over her boyfriend on the way to couples counseling.
All right, we got to get into the meat and potatoes on this one. What the fuck?
Minnesota woman Veronica Rolene Gast arrested after allegedly running down her boyfriend in a fit of rage as they were on their way to couples counseling. The pair had been dating for a year when their relationship hit a bumpy patch, so they started couples counseling to try to work things out. On the way, Gast's boyfriend decided that it was the perfect moment to say that he was done and break up with her. I love the gif here. Bad idea. Shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
She slams on the brakes and demanded he get out. He asked her to take him home, but she refused, so he got out. Then he made a huge mistake. And this is directly quoted. As he crossed in front of the vehicle, he and Gast caught each other's eyes. Momentarily, he said, they locked eyes like you would with a bus driver as they crossed paths in traffic. The man said she then abruptly hit the gas and floored it.
Ooh.
He flew over the hood of the car, cracked the windshield, then tumbled over the roof, luckily only ending up with a lacerated elbow.
Oh, thank God.
Defendant admitted that as she was pulling away, she hit the victim with her car. Defendant said she slowed down and stopped to call the police. She said she was in shock after hitting the victim, so she did not stop right away, but let off the gas. That's a hit and run. That's a felony.
Yeah.
But as we all know,
it's attempted murder.
But because she's a woman, we all know exactly how far the penalty on
that. She's going to get probation in the typing pool.
At the most. Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
She also claims it wasn't his body that cracked the windshield, but that he punched it. I love this. Clearly, she does not understand what punching a windshield would do to your hand. Now, we learned about that in The Terminator.
Listen, I've seen, you know, people bounce off windshields, and it's not pretty.
It is so not.
This guy's absolutely lucky that he only hurt his elbow.
That's it. Yeah, he's very lucky. I love the comments. So, no more couples therapy? I'm no therapist, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express a few times, so I have to say, dude, run fast, run long, run deep. Don't even say goodbye.
How the hell do you run deep?
With the next chick.
Oh, okay.
All right. Or her sister.
I thought maybe getting a submarine.
But you don't want to risk that kind of crazy being hereditary. I'm just saying. That's bad.
Now, listen, women do just as much violence as men. It's just they're not built for it.
Oh, yeah. Just like we know now, because studies have actually started looking into it, that women are just as likely to be psychotic as
men. You know what the divorce rate is for liver liquors?
It's like 75%. Yeah.
72 to 75%.
No wonder my only repeat business has been a chick who marries chicks.
Oh my God.
Shocker.
And her name is Mary.
I love this. Could have been worse. She could have been on her way to anger management class. I don't think therapy's going to help. Run, dude. Run fast. I had to open the article to make sure it wasn't one of my exes. I have made some bad choices in my life. Picking up girls at the early prison release center was one of them.
What the hell were you thinking? No. Right, hang on.
I pray it's just a joke.
No. All right. So I know a guy, and I'm not going to use his name, but
you always know a guy.
No, actually, I'm just not going to mention his name.
I know guys who know guys.
He got